Turkey's governing AK party looks certain to win back its parliamentary majority after a stronger-than-expected performance in snap elections. The Turkish Prime Minister, Ahmet Davutoğlu, declared victory after preliminary results showed the AKP had taken about 49% of the vote. These supporters were delighted.
I feel very good for Turkey, as well as I feel very happy, so happy.
Very good man. Recep Tayyip Erdoğan, very good man. I am very, very happy.
The pro-Kurdish HDP has more than 10% of the vote, enough to claim 59 parliamentary seats, 21 fewer than it won in June's election. Mark Lowen reports from Ankara.
They can barely contain their delight here at the AK Party headquarters in Ankara. The result has far exceeded all opinion polls, the margin of victory higher than almost anybody expected. The party, founded by President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan, has won back the majority it lost in June's election, and it will now be able to govern alone. The tactic of the party and the president to reject a coalition last time and push for a rerun has paid off.
A Russian government plane is on its way to St. Petersburg, carrying the bodies of more than 160 victims of Saturday's air crash in Egypt. All 224 people aboard the Airbus A321, most of them Russians, were killed when it came down in the Sinai Peninsula. The head of the Air Transport Agency in Moscow, Alexander Neradko, said the airliner had disintegrated. He was speaking on the Russia 24 news channel.
The crash site covers a very large area, over 20 square kilometers. Parts of the aircraft have been dispersed across an elongated strip of about 8 kilometers by 4. All the signs are that the aircraft disintegrated at a high altitude.
Reports from Syria say rebels are using captured soldiers as human shields. The move is an apparent attempt to ward off attacks by President Bashar al-Assad's forces. Alan Johnston reports.
Video has emerged of men and women being held in large metal cages. These have been put on the back of lorries and they're being driven slowly through streets that have been smashed in earlier bombardments. One of those in a cage tells the camera that he's a captured army officer and he appeals for an end to government attacks on the area.
The new Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, has ruled out working with the Obama administration to reform immigration policy. In his first series of interviews since his election, the Republican politician said the president couldn't be trusted on the issue. World News from the BBC. Loyalists of the president of Azerbaijan, Ilham Aliyev, appear to have swept the board in parliamentary elections, which were shunned by opposition candidates and international observers. The head of the Central Election Commission said politicians from the ruling Yeni Azerbaijan party had won the majority of the 125 seats in the country's parliament. The main opposition parties boycotted the poll, accusing the government of suppressing dissent. Pope Francis has announced he will make his first official visit to Mexico early next year. The Vatican says the Pope's 8-day trip will begin on February the 12th. Our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha, has more.
Pope Francis drew millions of people to the streets of four other Latin American countries earlier this year, including Cuba. He will certainly get a warm reception in Mexico, where more than 80% of the population are Catholics. And, according to the Catholic Church in Mexico, the Pope will not avoid difficult or controversial issues, such as poverty, violence, and Mexico's notorious drug gangs. The Archbishop of Mexico City, Norberto Rivera Carrera, said the Pope would call for solidarity and understanding towards migrants who look for a better life in the United States.
The head of the Council of Europe is to urge politicians and religious leaders to speak out for tolerance and inclusion. Torbjørn Jagland, who's a former Norwegian prime minister, will make his call in a speech in Sarajevo on Monday. Mr. Jagland will say that those who wish to banish Islam or any other religion risk stoking extremism instead. The Mexican Grand Prix has been won by Nico Rosberg. He controlled the race from the start, edging out his Mercedes teammate Lewis Hamilton, who's already secured the Formula One Drivers' World Championship. But Rosberg's victory denied Hamilton's bid to tie the record for 13 victories in a season. BBC News.